Being back tonight, it's good to see you here. Again, if you're visiting with us, I'm the stand-in today, so please bear with me. And I would expect that David will be home before Wednesday, I would expect. Again, he is at a lectureship out of state, so we'd ask that you pray for him and Carolyn as they're traveling. I appreciate Mason reading our text for this evening. I'm going to read and add a little bit to it. We're going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 19. And we're going to start in verse 16 at this time. Add a few verses to it. But in Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22, it says, "Now behold, one came and said to him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?' So he said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.' He said to him, 'Which ones?' And Jesus said, 'You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to him, 'All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.' But when the young man heard this saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." Of course, you can tell the title of our lesson tonight is "He Went Away Sorrowful." Now, can you imagine coming in contact with Jesus, the most compassionate, the most understanding, the most knowledgeable man ever to walk the face of the earth, and then going away sorrowful? But that's what this young man did. Let's compare this man's reaction to others. When we come to Jesus, it should bring us joy. We shouldn't have a reaction of sorrow. In Acts chapter 8, the story of Philip meeting the Ethiopian eunuch is portrayed here in Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 35. It says, "Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. And now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him." And in verse 39 it says, "Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." That should be our reaction to coming in contact with Christ. And also again, over in Acts chapter 16, the Philippian jailer came into contact with Christ through the gospel. And in Acts chapter 16, starting in 31, it says, "So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household." These two encounters with the gospel and with Christ, these guys went away rejoicing, unlike the young man that went away sorrowful. We're going to look at a few things that are the traits that the young man showed as he went away sorrowful. And we're going to use the word sorrowful to highlight some of those reasons and ideas that are behind his sorrow. First of all, the S in sorrowful, he went away sinful. He had something in his way, and Christ knew what it was. It was riches. It was covetousness. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, "Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry." Exodus 20 and verse 3 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." He had put the God of things ahead of the true God. It says in James chapter 4 and verse 17, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." This young man knew what to do, but he just wouldn't do it. The O in sorrowful stands for opinionated. He had his own opinion. If you remember the story of Naaman, it is put forth for us in 2 Kings chapter 5. If you remember, Naaman was the commander of the army of the Syrians, and he was a great man of valor, but he was also a leper. And a young lady from Israel mentioned and got word to him that if he would only get to the prophet in Samaria, that he would heal him of his leprosy. So, as the story goes, Naaman met Elisha, and he was told to go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and he was told that his flesh would be restored to him and he would be clean. That's found in verse 10. But Naaman became furious. And the reason he became furious is because of his own opinion. He said in verse 11, "Indeed, I said to myself, I will surely come out. He will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy." It wasn't done that way. He had his opinion, but it wasn't done that way. He said, "My father," later in verse 13, says, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, you would have done it." So he did go and wash in the river Jordan, and he was restored as the flesh of a little child, as it says in verse 14. You know, when we come in contact with Christ through the gospel, we need to realize that faith is required. We don't always understand what God is asking us to do. Our opinions will get us in trouble really quick. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And in Galatians 2:20, it says, "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And that faith needs to be based on knowledge. Romans 10:17 says, "So that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The R in the word sorrowful could stand for rash. He was hasty. He was foolhardy. He was misguided. He was careless in his decision. You know, we sometimes make quick, uninformed decisions like this young man did, and he showed his disregard for the consequences on his decision. And our souls, something as important as our souls, it demands deep consideration, not a hasty decision. In Mark 8, chapter 36 and 37, says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" In his foolhardy, rash decision, he went on his way and he left the very man that could help him in all his life. He went away from his Savior. Christ is called our Savior in Matthew chapter 1 and 21, says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." He went away from the one who gives life. In John 5:40, it says, "But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life." And then he also ran from the light and the one who's going to judge us. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." It would have been much better to approach it differently and not so rashly. He should have approached Christ seeking. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44 and 46 through 46, it talks about searching for the kingdom, someone inquisitive enough to be looking. It says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and he bought it." The young men went away rebellious. The second R, rebellious. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." And he felt he knew better. He felt he knew more than Christ. In Matthew 6, chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 9 says, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Rebellion will kill the soul, just as sure as anything. We must come to him in obedience. The O in sorrowful. It's not a word that we use a lot, but I put in there opulent. That basically means wealthy, very wealthy man. He left an opulent man, wealthy, but not toward God. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 15, it says, "And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses." You know, the Bible is full of wealthy, godly individuals. And an example of that being Matthew chapter 27. And we remember the rich man from Arimathea who asked for the body of Christ, a wealthy man who used his wealth in the best way he could. He even laid Jesus in his own new tomb. It's not the wealth, it was the reaction to the wealth. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out." True wealth is what we have within. It's not what we have in earthly wealth. He left still wealthy, but he left lost. The W in sorrowful, he left willingly. He turned away by his own choice. No one forced him. It was a decision he had made. In Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, Joshua speaking here says, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." We've got to make that choice either for or against what is right. Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30 says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We have to make that step. We have to go to him. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls." We must come to him, but it must be by our own choice. Matthew chapter 23 and 37, if you remember Christ looking over the city of Jerusalem, he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as hens gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." The Jews willingly rejected Christ, as we know what led up to his crucifixion in Acts chapter 13 and verse 46. The Jews had fully rejected Christ. And after that point, Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first," speaking of the Jews, "but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles." The F in sorrowful. He went away frustrated. He was caught between two choices, and he didn't really know which way to go. He should have, but he didn't. Wholehearted living is a cure for frustration. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, it says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Revelation chapter 3 and verse 16 speaks of the lukewarm Christian. It says, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." That's a frustrating position, not knowing which way to go. And he chose the wrong path, and he left frustrated. The U in sorrowful, he left unrepentant. He brought no fruits to repentance. Christ was there in front of him, and he didn't choose correctly. It says in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, "Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." And in Luke chapter 13:3, it says, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The L in sorrowful. He went away lost. He rejected the very thing that he needed most, and he went away lost. In John chapter 14 and verse 6 says, "Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." What poor decisions this young man made. He let things get in his way and get between him and Christ. And in contrast to his poor decision, real quickly, we can take the same word, sorrowful, and we can change it around. He could have went away saved. He could have went away obedient. He could have went away repentant. He could have went away relieved that he was right with God. He could have went away open to what God expected of him. He could have went away willing to do what God said. He could have went away faithful. He could have went away understanding the will of God. And lastly, he could have went away living for God. The question for us tonight is, will you go away sorrowful from the presence of God, or will you come to him willingly? In obedience, you can come in repentance, confession, and being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, and experience the true joy that can be found in Christ. If there's any reason you might need to come forward, please come.
Oh, to Jesus.